We are learning with Sechtas Yuma Daf Mem Amabez, and we are beginning on the bottom of the Amud of Ozul Tamayo. According to Rashi, these words of Ozul Tamayo really belong earlier on this Amud, where we had a machlokes if vidui on the sar hamishtaleach, that means the sar that's going lazazel, is the vidui ma'akev or not. And Rashi learns is going back on that. Taisvis on Amabez, Taisvis over here, that goes to Amabez, Taisvis starts over here, argues on this whole Rashi, because it's a funny place to put Vazal Tamayu, because it's the middle of the sugya of Hagrala Ma'akva, and after this we're going to go back to Hagrala Ma'akva, so it's really in the wrong place. So therefore, if you Rashi, this belongs before. We'll learn Rashi's Pshat. But Vazal Tamayu, the machloikis of Vidui Ma'akev, Unat, is going to Tamayu. It's also a stick of Svera Lashon Tamayu, because this will be the Bira Machloikis Gufa of what, do you need Vidui or not? The Tanya learned in a Braisa. It says in the Pasuk about the Sar HaMishtaleach, the sire, the goat that the girl went on it, stand alive Hashem. So the pasuk says, Hashem. So the Mara makes a diak for lashon chay. Say yomad, what's chay? So we dash like this. How long does it have to be alive? That means if it dies, at what point is it you already have a kapara? So it says, Ad Masi Yezok Lamad Chai, Ad Shas Matan Domo Yishol Chaveiroi, Div Rabbi Yehuda, until the Matanas Dam of the Sar Nasim Afnim. It means, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as long as it's alive, Peshas Matanas Dam of the Sar Nasim Afnim, you're good, you have a kapara, you don't have to stand in Tazazel, Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shimon Oimer needs a little longer than that. Ad Shas Vidui Dvarim. It has to be there until it has to be alive until you do a vidui on the Sar HaMishtaleach. So that means the Bir HaMachlekes had a taich Yom Chai Lefnei Hashem Lechaperlov. According to Rehud, Lechaperlov means to do the Kaparas Dam of the other one. According to Rabbi Shimon, Lechaperlov means to do a vidui Dvarim. Yom Chai has to be alive Lechaperlov until you do a vidui. And that's the Pshat, the Machlekes, why the whole vidui is Ma'akim and not, is Shalom this Pasuk. But Maikam, what's the Machlekes for Lechaper means vidui? Or means the dam of the other one. Lechaper, the word lechaper means bekaparas dam makas v'davis. It's talking about kaparas dam. That's usual kapara with dam with blood. Like it says in the pasuk right before this, v'chilo mechaper sakodesh. It's after this. V'chilo mechaper sakodesh. Right before the vidui, it says you finish mechaper sakodesh, which means he did the dam, Zrikas dam. So you see, kapara means Zrikas dam. Mala halon kapara's dam. Here also, l'chaper alav, yomad chai, l'pnei Hashem, l'chaper alav means kapara's dam. Afkam kapara's dam, the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, no, l'chaper alav means kapara's dvarim, akas dam. We're talking about vidui dvarim. And like the Rishonim speak out, we have before that v'chiper on the par, it says on the par, hanasa v'fnim, it says loshav v'chiper there. There means kaparas dvarim. There it says v'hikaras parachatas ashloi v'chiper v'adoy v'abesoy, or the pasuk v'hikar v'aronas parachatas ashloi v'chiper v'adoy v'abesoy v'shakas parachatas ashloi. You see, v'chiper there means dvarim, because before shchita. So you see, kapara means vidui. So that's the machloikus over here. V'ozlo tamayu means the machloikus is how to touch this pasuk, and that's the machloikus vidui is ma'akev. So again, like we said, the few auras on Rashi are, first of all, it's the wrong place, and second of all, va'ozu l'tamayu is a little bit interesting. It's not va'ozu l'tamayu. Ozu l'tamayu means it's one machlekes, and it's going l'tamayu to machlekes somewhere else. Here, this is the reason. It's not the different Tosfos has a pshat that it, from here, it's in shaychus ha'agrola ma'akev and not. It has to agrola ma'akev, va'ozu l'tamayu, if agrola is ma'akev, because there's a bir ha'advarim, like the internet now, I in Tosfos. Now we'll go back to the shayla of Hagrola Ma'akev Unat. Toshima, Shol Tamidas Rav Akiva. The Tamidim of Rav Akiva asked him, Ola b'smol mahu, shiach shalimin. Let's say he did the gairul, he stuck both his hands in, and in the left hand came Lashem. What about putting it now into his right hand? Mahu shiach shalimin. Omar lohen, the Rav Akiva said to his Tamidim, Al titnu malkim l'tzadukim l'irdais. Which means, Batsim, you could do that, but just the Tzedukim going to say, oh, your whole Vavayid is a joke. So the Gemara makes Diyak. Taima, Dal Titu Makam on Tzedukim Lerdos. The only reason why you shouldn't do it is so the Tzedukim shouldn't make fun of your Avaydas. But if not, Allah, Vachim Ardule, you can put it into your right hand then afterwards. What do you mean? Va'amrit Agrol is Ma'akva. But you said Agrol is Ma'akiv. You asked Agrol is Ma'akiv, what?
Why is it not considered Agrol?
No, because you put it out, it came out on the left goat. Now you put it on the right goat. They didn't do a gorilla. Yeah, so what does a gorilla mean? You pull out a lottery, it's like by chance. And the left one landed up being the one Lashem. Now I'm putting it at the right hand, where's the gorilla? Your mom's picking it out. So, and we said that gorilla is ma'akiv, according to one of the other, at least. This is a kasha on the first Lashon that holds that according to that Rav Yana holds that hagrola is ma'akiv. This means going to the second Lashon that holds, the Rav Yana holds that the kuliyama grola ma'akiv. So what's going to happen to me now? Rav Yana holds the second Lashon, even Rabbi Yehuda holds the grola ma'akiv. So chayra, how could it be? Va'amar the grola ma'akiv. Now, the Tosfos Rosh has a different kasha that you could have asked. The Gemara is in a different teretz. It was really in the kasha and time one time. But Amrit Agrola Ma'akev, keeping the Kvatei Smol, Hechem Rav Yehuda, how do you put it back? If Agrola is Ma'akev, how do you put it back? Rav Yana, you hold Agrola's Ma'akev, how do you put it back? So Tosfos Rosh asks, even if you're the other man, the Yomaz not Ma'akev, but still, if you do Ha Agrola, Avada, it makes the right one. Even if Agrola is not Ma'akev, but if you do it, how do you return it? So it's a kasha anyway. That's Tosfos Rosh's question. So you could have answered that. Anyways, how is it better? So you have to have a teretz anyway. So Omar Rava answered like this. Omar Rava, Hachikamra, Ola HaGarel B'Smoil, if it came in left hand, Maush Yachzuru Loi V'L'Se'iri L'Yamin. Of course the girl is Keveya and establishes that the left one is Lashem. But his question is, maybe in such a case, we should take the one from the left side and bring it to the right side. That goat, bring it to the right side. And then he says, don't give the snookum a chance to make fun of your tricks, and therefore do not do that. But that wouldn't be a problem, because there the girl will still establish which one is the sa'ir lashem, which one's the goat lashem. Toshma, another toshma. Ilu nemar. It says in the Brach like this. If the pasuk said, Esasar asha olav, if the pasuk says, Asar asha olav, let's say Allah olav. It says, Asar asha olav. If it just said that, there's a goat that has the lat on it, it would say to put it down. That's what it says, once it comes out of the box, shuv lo in its tzarech, you don't have to put it down. Now what's this price you're talking about? It sounds like you don't have to do hanacha. Lemai, ilim la mitzvah, if this price is talking about la mitzvah, and saying is that without Allah you would say you have to put it down, but now that it says, oh, you don't have to put it down. So you're telling me, Mechlal, the Anacha mitzvah nami loy. You tell me there's no mitzvah to do Anacha? How could it be? It says, V'nasan al shnei sirim. We know it's a mitzvah. Elalav la'akiv. It means, talking about ikuv. It's saying, Hanacha, putting it down is not ma'akiv. Once you make a girl, it's enough for ikuv. V'shmamina, agrol ma'akva, anacha ma'akva. So it's a raya. That agrol is ma'akiv. Again, it's a raya that Shana go ma'akiv. So here, it's the first time we're having a raya. Not that's not ma'akiv. We saw ring a raya is ma'akiv. So this is a kasha on the first lashon according to Rav Yechonah holds that everyone agrees it's not ma'akiv. It's a kasha on Rav Yechonah. Amar Rava, no, it's not shver. Hachkam. This is the bride saying. Ilu ne'masha olav v'yisu emir yenuchenu olav ha'shashchita. You would think you have to leave it on until shashchita le mitzvah. We're talking about a mitzvah. But you would think you have to leave it on, the lat, on the back of the goat until shashchita. Once it came up and you put it down, la mitzvah, you don't have to leave it down, even la mitzvah. That's enough. You don't have to do anything more. That's what this braisa means. Toshima, the last toshima, this will be a raya one way or another. Toshima says in the pasuk, V'hikr v'aroin es hasa'ir asha Allah alav agar l'Hashem. You bring close the goat that won the lottery to go to Hashem, va'aso chatas, you're making it to chatas. And we're making a drasha, the words va'aso chatas. What's the drasha? Hagoyrul aso chatas, ven Hashem aso chatas. The only way to make a goat on Yom Kippur, the chatas, is through a goyrul, not through the shem. The only way to make it a chatas is only va'aso chatas with the goyrul, not by calling it a chatas. Shiyachal, who you would say is a kavachayimah. Well, I didn't, I make a kavachayimah. For example, if you have two birds, one has to be a chatas, one has to be a oila. You can't do it with a girl; it doesn't work. Still kiddush Hashem, but there be mekadosh of Hashem by saying harezu chatas, harezu oila. That works. Makom shekiddush a girl here by Yom Kippur, where girl works, and then shekadosh Hashem. So kavachayim, I'm sure Hashem should work. Tam leim the pasuk says va'aso chatas. Which means hagoyrul asal chatos ben Hashem asal chatos. Only the girl can make it a chatos, and not giving it a shame. Now, this is a brisa in Torah's Kohanim, which is the Medrash on Vayikra. Stam Sefra Mani. Who's Stam Sefra? Stam Torah's Kohanim Mani. Rabbi Yehuda. V'katani, what does it say? Ha-goyrol oisachatas, v'ein Hashem oisachatas, which means, goyrol is ma'akiv. Alma ha-goyrol ma'akva. You see, ha-goyrol is ma'akiv. According to Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a raya to Rabbi Yanai. Tiyufta, the man, the Oma, girl, the Akva, Tiyufta, is a Kasha Rabbi Yechidon, and it's a stumper that Avada, according to Yehuda, had Gorola is Ba'akev, and because it says Vasol Chatas. So the Aura on this is, Taisus asked this Aura, the Ramas of Vasol on Vemma Beis, is that what we're saying now, what's Pshat, it's Ba'akev, because Vasol Chatas. The Gemara before said, the reason is because it says Asha Ola two times. So even if you're Rabbi Yanai, it's fair. The Gemara said the Asha Ola two times. So you could say the Gemara is just Gemara talking, it's not Rabbi Yanai talking. You could say that. But Tosfos has Mahalach, how you need both things. The Asha Ola two times and Vasol Chatas. And that is the way, it will. That's the way it tells us how to make this Rasha, that that's, that Hagrola is Ma'akev.